Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Lori Amos, and she'll be telling us about the upcoming softball marathon for Pella Christian Grade School. Well, Lori, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
And the marathon softball tournament for Pella Christian is coming up, and if you could just tell us a little bit about this event and why we put it on every year.
Sure, absolutely. Pella Christian Grade School is very happy to celebrate again. This is our 9th annual softball marathon. And what the softball marathon is, it's 24 hours of solid softball. We have 24 brave players that have volunteered to play for entire 24 hours. We have various teams that we play throughout the night. We start Friday night at 5 o'clock, and we play until Saturday at 5 o'clock. And just about every hour and a half, there's different teams that have come to challenge the softball marathon team.
So 24 players are going to play all night long. That sounds like an awfully big challenge.
Yeah, that's correct, but it's a ton of fun. But I will tell you from experience, at about 4 or 5 a.m., you're very glad to see the sunrise, and then know you only have 11 hours left.
That halfway point seems to look pretty good then, doesn't it?
Absolutely, you bet.
So if you could just kind of run us through those day's events. I know we get kicked off Friday night with some things, and what can we look forward to on Friday night to start things off?
Sure, Shaylin. On Friday night, we have the Creation Station always puts together a team. So all the little Creation Station kids come together, and then they all get a turn to hit off the tee. So it's a really big, it's a great, exciting way to start off the night. So much fun to see all those little kids out there. Then also we have kind of an opening ceremonies every Friday night, and so we've got something very big planned this year, very exciting, something to kind of help celebrate our 100th year anniversary that's coming up in 2012.
Okay.
And then also we will have the staff members at Pella Christian Grade School put together a team on Friday night, and we just have a lot of different things going on. We've got a professional DJ hired for the entire 24 hours as well. So.
Okay, so entertainment for the players and fans alike who want to stay out all night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not solid softball. We want to make sure people know that it's a lot of fun, too. There's lots of kids that are on the field at different times as well. Every time somebody hits a home run, all the kids get to run out and run all the bases. And every once in a while, the DJ may play a very fun song where everybody gets out on the field and has a good time.
So plenty of fun, plenty of softball, too, in this.
Exactly.
Right,
and concessions.
Good. And concessions. Open all night, right?
Open all night. 24 hours of concessions, yes, which makes the softball marathon team very happy.
Now, where do the teams come from that play the marathon team? Where are we getting those folks from?
We have several different people that have made up different teams. We have a lot of local churches that have teams. This year, for the first time, we're excited. We have the Pella Community School staff has put together a team. We have one of the teams on Friday night. It's actually the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders at Pella Christian Grade School. And it's kind of a skills challenge that we put. And they compete against each other to try to win a prize for their class.
And so when we kind of make that corner, you said, as the sun comes up, what are we looking for on Saturday morning? Do we get a little break for breakfast, anything like that?
We do. We've got breakfast pizza that comes to the concessions. And then also we have donuts and things like that. So we've got lots of different choices there, too. And Saturday morning, we have Van Harden and Bob Quinn that are going to be there from 9 to 11 in the morning. And then on Saturday afternoon, we've got a really fun thing planned. We have free inflatables for the kids and also a dunk tank. So the kids are really getting excited about who they're thinking they're going to put into that dunk tank.
I was going to say, I wanted to ask you then, do we have any, I guess you call it a volunteer for a dunk tank, but nobody ever really volunteers for that.
Right. Well, we have some volunteers, but I have a feeling people that have not volunteered may work their way in there, yes. For a donation, we can get somebody to do about anything. So
certainly. And this is a fundraiser, of course.
Correct.
And so what does this go to?
Basically, what the softball marathon has been and is, overall, it's a fantastic family event that pulls people from the community and the school together to unite for the cause. The money that's raised from this event, it helps to make Christian education a little more affordable for families that would maybe not be able to afford Christian education.
Okay, so certainly for a good cause to get more kids in the classroom.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, very good. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about this fun event that's coming up, Lori?
Well, basically, I just want to make sure people know it's for the entire community, and we would love to see anybody out there. If you've never been out there to see what it's about, you certainly have to come and see. It's a lot of fun. And this year, we've changed the venue a little bit. We're having it at the Pella Christian High School this year, and it starts at 5 o'clock on Friday, September 9th, to 5 o'clock on Saturday, September 10th.
All right, very good. Well, Lori, thank you so much for the information, and we'll hope to see a great turnout for this fun event.
All right, great. Hope to see you there, Shaylin.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Again, that was our guest, Lori Amos, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIA KRLS.